On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the Illinois Humane Society, and I am so happy to have on the program with me to tell us more about a particular activity that's coming up, as well as other things regarding the Illinois Humane Society, Sasha Wilkinson. And Sasha, it's so good to have you back on the program once again.
Thanks, Dale. It's always great being on the show with you.
As well as we have a volunteer coordinator that you have at the Illinois Humane Society, and that's Brittany Holden. And Brittany, welcome into the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you with us, Brittany. And you've got something that is going to, normally it's held with in-person, but since with all the COVID-19 going on, you have summer camps are going to be held in a different way this year, right, Sasha?
That's right. So normally we host our summer camps at the beginning of summer. We usually have two of them, and we do a lot of hands-on activities at the shelter. This year, we didn't want to take away from the theme of getting to do things hands-on, but we knew that we really couldn't gather in person because of, you know, all the circumstances. So we got creative, and Brittany has been working really hard to put together this camp. So we did condense everything into just 1 week-long camp this year, and it's going to be August 17th through August 21st. But the great thing about doing this online, which is what we're doing, we have room for more kids than we have in the past.
Well,
so it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's great that you still are able to have it in this fashion, Brittany. So tell us some of the things that you have worked out for them to do online then.
So I really feel like the kids definitely aren't going to be missing out. You know, it was one of my biggest worries at first was the kids are going to miss out on the hands-on activities and being able to talk to each other.
Yeah.
So one of my biggest goals has been to make it really, really interactive. I definitely don't want the kids to be sitting in front of the computer and, you know, getting bored, daydreaming, not really paying attention. So I have a lot of prompts to get the kids to talk to each other and take notes, play some games, worksheets while we're learning. And then also to lead some discussions themselves and talk amongst each other.
Excellent. What a great idea. And that way it does keep them engaged, doesn't it, Brittany?
Yeah, absolutely. We even have almost every day we have something where the kids can build a toy or something to enrich the animals with that they can either keep for their own pets or donate. And that way they can, you know, be working with materials and see what kind of things, like how they can recycle. We have one of the activities is a busy box. So we're going to provide the kids with some, like, a cardboard box that we get from our donations that come in the mail. And then that has a washcloth, some dog treats in it, and some toys and such that they can put in there. And then the dog can open it up and play with it. And that's really enriching. And then the other part of that is they learn why enrichment is important for the animals.
Now, and that's a great idea. And you're talking about these materials, Brittany. How do they access and get those materials then?
So the kids are actually all going to be equipped with a kit for camp, and that includes materials for all of the hands-on activities. And also, it also comes with a workbook. So they will have worksheets, note prompts, prompts to speak and start their own discussion, and that's all provided in their kit.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. So this is going to be starting up on August the 17th and running through the 21st. So you probably would like to have the kids to be able to sign up as soon as possible, right, Brittany?
Yes. We've actually opened our registration about a month ago, and we're hoping to fill it up. So I'm not exactly sure when the registration ends. I don't really think it does until the day of our orientation.
Okay.
Which would be next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay. Excellent. Okay. And how do they register for that, Brittany?
They can either sign up on our website. They can either sign up for the scholarship part, or they can register and pay the $30. Or they can call the shelter and pay over the phone.
Okay. And what is the phone number there at the Humane Society, Brittany?
It is 517-263-3463.
Okay, 517-263-3463. Or they can even do it online, right, Brittany?
Yep, absolutely. And our website is lenhumanesoc.org.
Okay, excellent. This is really a great idea and kind of really thinking out of the box, too, in order to be able to provide something like this, to keep having the summer camp, and yet so the kids don't miss out on this at all. Is there a theme for the summer camp this year, Brittany?
The theme really is just to get the kids involved in humane education, but I definitely have a lot of activities and lesson plans that try to get the kids involved to advocate for their local, ecosystems. So one of the lessons that I'm going to present to the kids is the animal habitats and protecting our local ecosystems lesson plan. So the objective of that is it's an in-depth lesson going into the detail about local ecosystems, animal habitats, and it highlights the importance of keeping trails, parks, and all that clean, so wild animals have a safe and clean environment to live in. And we're just going to introduce specific animals that campers can find in their own community and which parks and places that they can actually visit to see those animals. And then the second part of that is an activism activity. So we're going to try to prompt the kids to get passionate about cleaning up after their environment, making sure they're respecting trails, and just respecting their local environment so animals can stay safe. So we really, what my goal is to obviously get them involved in the humane education aspect of adopting animals and saving rescue animals, but also caring about the animals that live in the wild, too.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. You mentioned about the $30 fee and along with the scholarship, so that if the $30 might be a little bit tough to do, but they would still like to be able to participate, that scholarship is then available for them to access then, Brittany?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a bunch of generous donors supplied scholarships. So with COVID, I know that lots of kids have not been able to participate and have a lot of fun. They might be financially struggling. So we really want to make sure to be able to provide this so all kids have an equal opportunity to become involved in the animal welfare society.
Absolutely. Well, and again, this is going to be running from August 17th through the 21st. They can find out more information by calling the Humane Society at 517-263-3463. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay. And the website that they can also register on is?
LenHumaneSoc.org.
Okay, excellent. Brittany kind of referred to this a few minutes ago, Sasha, but regarding donations, and the thing is that you're still wanting and still are taking in donations, aren't you?
Oh, we are. So since everything kind of happened, back in March, we did close our lobby to the public, but we have not closed our business at all. In fact, I want to say we've probably been doing more business than ever before, which is crazy. So last month alone, we had over 100 animals get adopted. So what that means is we definitely still need those donations, probably more now than we ever have. And what those donations do is they let us keep taking in animals and adopting them out. And then, of course, impacting our community like we are through our summer camp. So no matter what you're able to donate, if you can, whether it's $5 or a little bit more, it's going to make a huge impact on our community no matter the age.
Speaking about the adoptions, what is the process now? Has that changed at all with the pandemic that's been going on? Have you been able to change things a bit, Sasha?
We did. Listen, Dale, we have never had to get so creative in our lives as we have had to this year.
So we are doing, we call them virtual adoptions. So if anybody is familiar with online dating, you know, you go online and you tell them a little bit about yourself and you learn a little bit about them. Maybe you'll do a little video chat. We're doing the same thing with our animals. So you apply for adoption, and it's a general application. But on that application, it's more of a matchmaking tool for us. So you're telling us about your life, what you're looking for, and then we tell you, hey, we've got, you know, three dogs, five dogs that match what you're looking for. So we kind of help you narrow it down, and then we'll send you pictures and video clips of that pet you're interested in. And then, of course, since you can't really get that full one-on-one interaction in our shelter like you normally would, we do offer the option to foster before you adopt. So we're having a lot of luck with that. People are really falling in love with these pictures and videos, taking the pet home, and realizing that it really is the perfect match. So it's actually going really, really good.
Well, and that's really what you are aimed to do with the adoptions anyway, is to make sure that they have that good match so you can find an actual home for those animals, right, Sasha?
That's exactly right. When we let people come into the building and walk around and kind of fall in love that way, it is really difficult. And I want to say we almost didn't have as good of luck then as we do now, because you're kind of seeing a dog not in its natural habitat, if you think about it, right? You're seeing them through a kennel, and they're kind of frustrated because they'd rather be out with you. So this way, we really can show you their real personality. We have the option to send them to foster homes where we can learn their real personality. And then, so I feel like we're making much better matches now than we were in the past. And it's really paying off.
Well, absolutely. And that's the main thing, because that's what you're there for, is to make sure those adoptions are there and that you have a good match with people. And that way, I mean, everybody is happy. The people who are adopting are happy, as well as the animals are happy to be able to have a home that they can call home in their minds.
That's exactly right. Yes. And we are finding that we're building up a lot more trust this way. We're getting so much good feedback from our community. And I have to say, to everybody listening, thank you, Lenawee County, for trusting us to make this happen. And to still be a resource for all of you, because we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Well, you know, the thing is that over the years, you know, I have known how important the Lenawee Humane Society is for Lenawee County, and to be able to have it going and surviving and thriving. So, as you mentioned, those donations are still needed. And if you are still looking to be able to adopt an animal, please get a hold of the Lenawee Humane Society, and they can either do it either way, either through, well, I mean, through the virtual is the best way that you were talking about, Sasha. So going through your website will be the best way of doing that then?
That's right. Our website really, it stays up to date. It's directly connected to our database. So what you're looking at on our website is, those are the animals that we actually have in our facility at that time. So it's really interesting, right? Like if we've got a litter of puppies, those things go so fast. So our website really is the best way to get your most updated information, because you can just keep refreshing and seeing those puppies get adopted. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. Well, let's remind the listeners once again what that website is again, Sasha.
So LenHumaneSOC.org.
Okay, excellent. And one thing I forgot to mention and ask from Brittany regarding the summer camp, I just happened to think about it. What is the age range for the summer camp for children to participate in, Brittany?
The age range for all the kids is 8 to 13.
8 to 13. Okay, very good. And that's important, too. So I'm glad I remembered it and that we could include it into the conversation here. And again, the summer camp starting up on August the 17th. Make sure you sign up for that. And you can, if you still would like to help out with donations to the Lenawee Humane Society, please do. And if you're looking to adopt, this is a good time of being able to do it. And sounds like the virtual way of adopting and the process that you're using right now is really, really working out. And I'm so glad to be able to hear that. Brittany, and keep up the great work that everybody is doing down there.
Thank you, Dale.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Brittany Holden, the volunteer coordinator, thank you so much. And much success with the summer camp. And thanks for being on the program, Brittany.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to have the kids.
Yeah, and we're so happy that you're able to do this. Sasha, thank you so much as well. It's always great to talk with you. Can't wait for the time that we can be able to do this in person. But this is still good. We can still talk to each other. So thanks so much for being on the program and for all you do as well at the Lenawee Humane Society.
Thanks, Dale. We appreciate all your support.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll see you again next time.